preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Laura Meeks, we are live on the Laura Meeks Show. I'm welcoming everybody to the show today. It is an incredible, beautiful Wednesday noon out here in Palm Springs. Obviously sunny, 350 some days a year. Lots of stuff going on. Today's show is going to be fabulous. I've got the esteemable. I use this term, Judy, esteemable. I don't know if that's even a word. But you bring on esteem, I guess. I don't know. But I'll use that term. Judy Matejczyk, say hi out of Texas.
I love esteemable. That is, yeah. I don't think everybody's...
You know, one thing said, we're going to talk about imagination today, and sometimes you imagine new words.
Why not? Esteem on.
Yeah. See, I'm going to start with that. So one of the things I like to do is start with a little humor. Okay, so I was looking up on the internet that I have to say one of the beauties of the world that we have now, and think back to 1960. When you wanted new information, I had to drive up to the library and look for a book and find a book. And now, honest to gosh, I have my own little phone and you can Google anything anywhere and you have instant information. So I Googled a joke and this is funny. It deals with imagination. So if you will, hold on to this idea. An attractive woman on a flight from Ireland asked a priest, the priest beside her, she said, "Father, may I ask a favor?" "Of course, child. What may I do for you?" And she says, "Well, I bought this most expensive hair dryer for my mother for her birthday, and it's unopened, and I'm going to be over my customs limit. And so I'm afraid they're going to confiscate it, and I was wondering if you could help me out and take it with you. Maybe put it under your robe, and then when you go through, then we could get this through there." And so the priest says, "Well, I would love to help you, dear, but I have to warn you, I cannot lie." And she says, "Oh, well, with your honest face and your priest, I don't think this is going to be any problem." So when they got to customs, they let the priest go through. And the official asked, "Father, do you have anything to declare?" The father says, "From the top of my head down to my waist, I have nothing to declare." And the guy goes, "Okay, so from your waist down, do you have something to declare there?" And the father says, "Yes. I have a marvelous instrument designed to be used on a woman, which to date has not been used." "I get it, Father. Go on through." I thought that was cute. Using your imagination.
Wow.
Part of humor is using your imagination. Before I get started, I do want to tell the listeners that I have an incredible opportunity if you're in Southern California tomorrow to hear the esteemable Laura Meeks speak tomorrow. So I'm going to be at the, just to let you know, I'm going to be at the University of Riverside Gender Conference tomorrow. It's at the, obviously at the University of Riverside. When you get there, it's in the Student Union Building. So if you've been to a college campus, there's obviously 100 buildings, but only one Student Union Building. It's actually Building 302. I'll be speaking about 10 o'clock. And this ties into what we're talking about today. So the topic, and I have to tell you, this is going to be a Laura Meeks special speech. This is creative and fun. I've been working on it for a couple weeks now, and I've really honed it down to a good thing. The title is Writing the Ending of Your Story.
Yeah.
So we, in a lot of our work as life coaches, is to help people figure out where they want to go. And very often in life, I think people think that this whole thing is happening to me. And, darn this life, it's not going in the direction I want to go. And I know, and you know, that we can actually control things by changing our thoughts. So with that in mind, then I'm helping them create an imaginative ending to their life. So whether you're not, this is how I describe it. So I thought this is funny. "I want you to write the ending of your life story, the happily ever after ending of your story, not the country music ending of your story, which applies to you down in Austin. There's a lot of good country music down in Austin. So that's going to be 10 a.m. tomorrow, University of Riverside in Riverside, California. Just by
I'm right there.
All right, I'll be there too. It'll be fun. So this will be good. I'm going to record it. Actually, that's another good thing. I have the equipment now to record it, so I will record it, and then I'm going to take little tidbits and post those on the internet. So you will be encouraged to come to the next time I do that. In any case, let's get started with imagination. Judy, you had mentioned before the show that you had an interesting story to tell us. So,
well, first of all, it's always a pleasure to be with you, Laura Meeks. And you never know, like esteemable, steamy, you know, Laura Meeks. I love it.
That brings a lot of imagination in there.
Yeah. And what if you got to make up your own words to introduce yourself? You get to anyway, right?
I could. I have to think of some more.
So,
write that down.
Yeah, it's interesting that you said this, because this story I'm about to tell is a true story. And it has an ending. It's coming from the end in mind, exactly what we're trained to do. So I have a daughter in Boston, Jill. She's just a sweetheart. And she has a friend, her soulmate, in fact.
I have a soulmate.
Yeah, a soulmate who is in his last days of his life. Cancer. And she's been with him solidly. And yesterday they moved him to the hospice center. It's a beautiful center by her home. There's trees, there's that. And she called me just totally fraught, totally fried. You know how you get? I mean, you get like that.
There's a lot. This is a challenge. This is one of life's big challenges.
And you said, you know, write the ending from the end of your life, right? So she was caught up in circumstance and wishing that it wasn't the end of a relationship. And so I was just listening to her. And she called me on purpose because she knows.
Versus off purpose?
She knows that I listen. First of all, when someone's in their story, it's important to listen, and to acknowledge your feelings, right?
Right.
So she was going on and on and on and stuff. And she... One of the things about Adam is he hated her dog. And her dog passed away about a year ago. And this dog, the whole thing was happening with Adam, all through that. And so she got through her story. She was, and I'm like, imagine this is the most peaceful time in your life, where you are, you know. And I don't know if you've ever been with someone when they've passed, but it really is. And then she started laughing. She goes, I'm imagining that when Adam dies, that dog's going to come up and jump all over him. And it was like, I know, Jill, just imagine these next 2 days. When you get in that space, imagine the two of them meeting up there, and it's going to be like this and that. And then she goes, oh, yeah, well, we imagine this and imagine that. And we were rolling over laughing by the end of the call. And it was at the end of the call when she was able to, like, wait a minute, I am so grateful. One of the things getting out of the story is to turn imagining to grateful. I'm gratitude. I'm grateful I'm in this place. I'm grateful I hung in there. And I'm grateful we laugh. We know how to laugh. So it was like taking that situation from the end of your life and going back and imagining the next phase of your life, because we're energy.
Yeah.
So we ended up laughing like crazy last night.
I love that story, because I think there's a couple of really good takeaways from that. And first of all is that Interesting tie-in to my presentation tomorrow. Are you familiar with Family Feud? Okay, so I'm going to start my presentation tomorrow.
I love it sometimes.
Top three answers on the board, and I'm going to talk about fear, the top three fears. And what, according to the survey I took, top number one fear is the fear of dying. And I do think that people go off into this land of, you know, the end of life hospice, and they I don't know, for whatever reason, we'll talk about this when we come back, is that forever, we always imagine this is going to be a horrible time. But I absolutely can see the funny part of Adam showing up in heaven, and then this dog is like, welcome aboard. Been here a year, I'm waiting for you. It's like, dude, I forgot you were going to be here. okay, all right, welcome to heaven. So that's good. And it does show too, I think it's a great sharing of that last moment to say, imagine what it would be like if it went really well. You know, let's think about funny things that are going to happen to Adam. Yes, he's transitioning out of this body, but you and I know that the transition to the next spot is a beautiful spot, not a horrible spot. So I think that is great. I'm gonna pause here for a second so that we can get station identification. I guess I don't know what we do in the internet world. Yeah, so... when we come back, I want to follow up on that, you know, what we can do, and talk about our imagination and how often we imagine, like in death, we imagine the worst things that are going to happen, and why and how we can change that by, just like you were saying, don't think of the bad, let's think of the good. This is Laura Meeks on The Laura Meeks Show. I'm here with the beautiful Judy Matejczyk out of Texas, and we will be right back in just 2 minutes.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
All right. It sounds like we're almost. Is that the end of it? Okay. Well, I'm back. Sometimes hard to hear on this internet connection. Exactly where we are in the land of the musical interlude, but we'll assume that we're back. And I welcome everybody back. You know, honest to gosh, I'm just happy as punch that all of you out there in radio land and Facebook Live land are tuning in today, because we have the inimitable. We had esteemable, so not inimitable, Judy Matejczyk here, and we are talking about today about imagination. And I love the story that you told about here. In the first segment, we talked about her daughter calling in and the end of life and Adam and the dog and meeting the dog in heaven. I think that was, it's a great use of imagination to actually bring about the things that you want to create an atmosphere where you can enjoy life on this side and imagine Adam having a great time on the other side. And the idea that he's going to meet this dog that he wasn't so fond of. It's like, oh yeah, there are all those people that, you know, when you think back in your life, you know, of all the things that you've had and all the challenges and the bully, and then saying, oh yeah, we're going to meet those guys again.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'll be stronger by then. That'll be good. So it's great I think this is just a really fun platform. Now, one of the things that I'm just a huge fan of using your imagination to think of the best. And as I said, I'm going to, in part of my talk tomorrow, one of the challenges that Annie and I faced as we were going through our life is, and I talk about this in my thing, imagine, if you will, in a galaxy far, far away, Annie and I were really in so many ways at the top of our careers that we were. I was 32 when I understood that I had a gender challenge. I call it a gender blessing. That's part of words. That's important to use the right words. So I call it gender blessing. But for Annie and I, we were, you know, we were Air Force. We were married. We had kids. Life was really good. And we were imagining, you know, all the great things that were going to happen. We didn't imagine that there might be this gender issue. But one of the things that we found, and part of where I want to go to, with imagination is that when we were faced with this challenge of me making a gender presentation change, that was going to impact everybody around us. And it was very easy. One of the things that I found is that it was very, very easy for people to imagine the horror of what this was going to be like. It's like, okay, you're not going to be able to do this, and maybe you're going to lose your job, your wife, your kids, your house, your career.
You get kicked out of the bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like this is just like the giant horror story of life. And we, Annie and I, decided that we were not going to play that game. And one of the things we chose was our attitude, and I talk about this, choosing your attitude. So we chose that this was not a curse. This was a blessing. And it has been a blessing. But part of what we had to do was imagine an ending that worked for us. In other words, yes, there was a lot of examples in the world, circumstantial examples of how this goes badly. But what about if it went good? And so one of the things that Annie and I specifically did is we used our imagination to say, yeah, this is be great. Our kids are going to survive and enjoy this. You know, our parents are going to survive and enjoy this. This is going to be fun. And I have to tell you, it literally is as fun or funnier than I ever imagined. So, and it has offered me a platform to actually talk to people. I saw a meme on the internet the other day where there was about a 14-year-old child standing next to like an 8-year-old child, and they're walking away from you down the road, and it says, "What if you went through this challenge so that you could come back and help somebody else through this challenge?"
One of the things that I admire about you, Laura, is that you are out there helping the younger generations and like, look, it really is up to you. And I know that you have faced a lot of, you know, gosh, challenges, and you're heading them face on. You're doing it afraid. You're going for it because you have all that support. And you just amaze me.
And I appreciate that. Thanks. And I think part of what I wanted to aim at is the idea of imagining the best or imagining the worst. Now, haven't you in your coaching and your life, don't you find that people somehow, it's interesting. I have a brand new book that the university president, the president of my university recommended. And one of the things that this guy is professing is that as we watch the news and all these things, these bad things are happening, is that there is a tendency for the human brain to go to the negative, imagine the worst. And in reality, he presents hosts, you know, a whole book of pages of data that talk about how great the world is now. And that we have to kind of purposely use our imagination to think the good thoughts, not the bad thoughts.
You know, that's interesting you said that. I'm reading a book, The 5-Second Rule, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I bought that book. It's all right over there.
Yeah, and one of the things that she's saying is this right here, it can frighten you to death. And the trick is to put it in another room at night. Don't go near it at night. And let your mind not be distracted, and go into your imagination as you go to sleep. And the statistics show that so many people wake up in the middle of the night, check their email, check their Facebook, and they're not letting them, they're letting the outside world run them. So I'll let you know how that works tonight, but I'm going to lock it in another room.
I mean, that's a huge, you know, a lot of what I teach people, and I'm a huge hand, fan. Of Abraham Hicks, Abraham Hicks, one of the things that Abraham talks about is that the beauty of resting at night is that this whole swirly world that is swirling in your head, it kind of calms itself down. So then you wake up in the morning, and I have to tell you, I this takes some willpower for me not to turn on the television to the news and see what's going on this morning, because instead I open up my phone to YouTube and listen to Abraham. Abraham has a rant in the morning, a positive rant about how great the morning is going to be and how great the day is going to be. And just starting with that is allowing you to use your imagination as to how great the day is going to be, not the other way around.
Yeah, and you can set your intention for greatness by going to your whatever it is to do, to be list, and set an intention for each thing. Like, set an intention for this hour you and I are together. And if I would have told you all that I've done up until this hour, it was like, oh. No, it's like all brand new. It's our time, and intentionally coming into the positive at each moment. And that's where I use my you have this beautiful brain here that's all technology. right here, right?
So what it's if, right on top of the head.
Yeah. So anyway, you want to know another story?
Yeah. So tell me, you mentioned that you had a funny story about your dad and your mom.
My mom and dad, they were married for what, a million years. I can't even remember, you know. And my
that's a long time.
Yeah, a long time. And they were both like in the hospital. They, you know, like you and Annie, they were together. And my dad died first, right? And my mom was still in the hospital. And so the funeral happened, and I'm like, oh no, you know. I show up to the funeral in Pennsylvania, and everybody comes up to me and they go, are you the doctor? Because I have a sister that's a doctor. I mean,
I'm the doctor. Yes,
I'm not. I wanted to claim. Yeah, I'm her. I'm like, no, I don't think I want that. And, you know, because I just kind of showed up. And I just, whatever. So my mom wasn't supposed to be allowed out of the hospital. And we'll look in the part there, and she pulls up in this ambulance, gets out. My sister, who is the doctor, wheeled her in. My mother looks great. Now, I just saw her day before. She looked like that. She's just all balled up, right? She goes up to the casket before they let anybody else in, and she goes, I'm right behind you, Blair, but I've got a couple things I need to do yet.
Things. Hang on. Go talk to Adam and the dog for a minute.
And I'll tell you what, she had the best years of her life after that.
Yeah, well, and how, you know, how wonderful to be able to, you know, imagine saying that, you know, and what a great example to the people that were actually able to hear that, because obviously
with all her kids, because she lined all of us up at the casket. She, the town people were not allowed in. It was like she. Yeah. Just, okay.
And then now, she, I've only been to, I think, one, maybe two funerals where they actually had an open casket.
Oh, that's it's a Catholic tradition, you know. Yeah.
Well, and I was Catholic for just 10, 15 years.
Oh, it doesn't count.
So we didn't have anybody die during that time. So that it didn't die. Well, we're at it. Believe it or not, it's at the half. It's time for us to take a quick break. We're going to get a refresh. I'll drink a little coffee. We're going to figure out some funny things. In the meantime, you guys hang on and we will be right back. This is Laura Meeks and Judy Matejczyk. We are on the Laura Meeks Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Hang on. Come right back.
Oh, this is great.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? McLeod at Rally has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hey, this is Laura Meeks. Welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio. You listen to the Laura Meeks Show. I'm here with Jude Matejczyk right out of Texas. You know, one of the things that we were talking about is imagining, so, you know, some of it using imagination. This radio show, if this was the 1960s, that this would be actually hard, I think, to imagine what it would be happening to us in this era, because Judy's in Texas, I'm in California, and Kat, who's running the show, is up in Seattle, and we have these little cameras in our room, and we're talking to the world from here, and that is like almost impossible to imagine how that was. But you know, one of the things I want to talk about, because
Kat is not on the video, so she could be wearing whatever.
Yeah. Oh, and, oh, imagine this. I'm not sure who was telling me this, but we were talking about the funny part about doing this kind of Zoom shows, because you're basically, you know, seeing me waist up or higher, and no one really. Yeah, I was like, what's over there? So one of the things these people were saying was you got to remember that when you're on Zoom and something happens, be careful when you stand up, because she was talking to a woman and they were having this Zoom thing, and she's got, you know, this great blouse and everything on. And then the phone rings or something, and she stands up and walks out of the room. It's like a coaching, not a radio show, but like a coaching session. And she walks out of the room and she's only wearing underwear. Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot. So it is kind of interesting. In fact, let me riff off of that for a second. There was a really good commercial one time. A beer. I want to say it was like a beer commercial about guys who are like going out to the bar after work, and then their wife calls them, and they need to like FaceTime or, you know, whatever. And so in the bar, they have like a little phone booth, and on the phone booth is a jacket and a clip-on tie, and then the background is like an office and a keyboard, and you know, and then you say, "Well, honey, I'm still in the office. I'll be working late," and this is like, okay, and then they hang up and they walk out, take off the thing, and go back to the bar. So you have to be careful. You know, part of this whole new world is you have to be careful of what you're seeing. But I want to go down the road of imagination and how important imagination is to your life and to your future, because, you know, it is so easy. We all know that it is so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day activities of what's going on, the quote, reality of what this is. And that can easily lead your brain down the road to be thinking thoughts. And very commonly, we talked about this last segment, very common for the average human to steer towards the negative. You know, if if you have, there are people out there that have, you know, 10 great things going on and one bad thing. And so what do we talk about? Let's talk about the bad thing. You know, my whole life is going great, except for this one bad thing. Let me tell you about that. Let's focus on that. Let's it's like, no. That's not a good way to go.
Now, there's a real quick little story. My grandson started high school last week, right?
Ooh.
Okay. So, yeah, talk about bad things.
I can imagine high school.
Oh, my God. I'm on the first day, right? Text, it sucks. I'm like, oh.
Been there.
I'm like, great, you get to go back on day two, right? He does not like it so much when he talks.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, when somebody says stuff like that, it's like, hey, you know, the good news is tomorrow's got to be so much better. You're like way down here at the bottom and it sucks. So tomorrow's got to be second half as bad. Okay. It's going to be great. It's like
the funny thing that's happened that, you know, okay, so he knows. He's known me all his life. He knows not to say things like that.
Yeah, right?
I don't buy that. I'm a school teacher, right? So then he's texting, and obviously he meant to text his friend. It came to me instead. And he texts the next day. He says, I hate my math teacher. She really is awful. She's making me do all this fucking homework, all this freaking homework. And he's texting me this, and he doesn't know it's come to me. And I read it, and I start laughing. And I text him right back. I said, us math teachers, they hate us. You guys all hate us. Imagine how you can really get to that teacher by handing in all your homework tomorrow. She's going to be so upset with you.
Yeah, it's like, who sent me this text? Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, one of the things that I just love about kids and thinking back to when I was a kid, one of the beauties of life is that kids have not been trained not to imagine. And when I think back to 4, 5, 6 years old and, you know, uncle, aunt, somebody, grandma comes up and says, hey, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? Man, I had like 10,000 things, and across the board things, you know, I'm going to be a fireman, tomorrow I'm going to be an astronaut, and then I'm going to be a ballerina, and then I'm going to be on TV. And then, you know, it's like, wait a second, you know, you got to pick one. I don't have to pick one. And I think one of the things that I find fun in this kind of work is to be able to take somebody, because you tell me why do we lose that? Why is that gone? Why, for a lot of people, that's gone.
I think, you know, like I could try to go in, and there's all kinds of data out there that shows why it's gone. And that's where, like, I ask, like, why not? You know, like, okay, like you can go down, and I've imagined the worst things in the world, and they've all come true. My fears will come true. If I focus on it, it'll happen. And it just takes a couple times of me falling down and like, oh man, I was focused on the negative, and look what shows up. And, you know, I'm like, you don't live to be as old as I am without having focused on the negative for a while and realizing, you know, a lot of people I know are no longer here because they've worried themselves to death.
It's a joke, but you can literally take yourself out. And it sounds kind of weird, like worry yourself to death. But it's the worry that creates the stress that caused your heart to fail, and then you die, you know?
So let me ask you a question, Laura Meeks.
Is that possible? Can the guest ask the host something?
No, I get to ask you a question. Okay, right. So you're getting in your glider. Okay, to me, gliders, oh my gosh, you're going to crash. You're going to, like, turn upside down. There's no motor and this and that. What do you have to tune your mindset in to enjoy your ride?
Well, you know, it's interesting because that, for me, flying, the value to me of flying is that I have a crystal clear memory of what it looks like from up here.
Oh.
So what's happening, and this is a really interesting and good example, because when you think about it, when I jump into the airplane, so I'm in the back, you're in the front, we're going to go flying. You got to come on here.
You're the pilot? Woo!
This is really fun. So we hooked the glider up to the tow plane, and now we're just about ready to take off.
Yeah.
What's running through my mind? I could be, now, truthfully, there's a checklist that's going through my mind about, you know, if something happens on the runway, I'm going to go right, he's going to go left. If we go up at 100 feet, I'm going to go straight ahead. 200 feet, I come back. I have all that in my mind. But what's happening as we start rolling down the runway is I'm imagining how beautiful this is, that I have the skill to lift off and be behind the tow pilot, and then we're going to make a turn and I'm right behind him, and how cool this is and how fun it is to share with you, because you're in the front seat and we're looking down and we see the airport, and then there's clouds up above us, and you know, and soon we're going to let go and we're just going to be flying around. That's what's going through my mind. I'm imagining.
Okay, so you're in the plane and you've got a scared to death person who's like screaming and yelling and like, I don't want to do this. How do you maintain your positive attitude when the person in front of you is totally freaking out and scared?
Well, and part, you know, that's a really good question. Part of that has to do with expectation. So before we get in the airplane, I tell them what to expect. This is what it's going to feel like. This is what we're going to do. This is how cool it's going to be. This is, don't worry about the little bumps and runs. That's just, you know, kind of part of it. And you just kind of flow with it. And that allows them to train their mind. So before anything happens, we want to set an expectation. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to use that expectation in a scary situation, because we all face a scary situation, whether it's that, you know, you're afraid. In fact, I'll even tell you my top three fears that I learned and how we can do it, because one of them is flying. So with that, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to wrap up a little bit on imagination and talk about how you, the listener, can get over a scary situation like being in the front seat of the glider and it's bumpy. What am I going to do? We have a cure for that right here at the Laura Meeks Show. Judy, hang on. We're going to be right back.
Sign me up.
Sign me up.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
I have struggled with anxiety my entire adult life. My mind was constantly filled with feelings of dread and negative thoughts about myself. But then I completed Dr. Friedman's breakthrough program and can't believe how much my life has changed in just a few months. Dr. Friedman's methods are different from anything I've ever tried, and they make so much sense, and more importantly, they work. I can never thank Dr. Friedman enough for his guidance and wisdom. Visit theempowermentsolution.com and find out how his breakthrough program can help you transform your life.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
That's like flying music of sorts. I don't know.
Woodstock.
Oh, speaking of Woodstock, by the way, Netflix, just for those who you are listening to as we're having this conversation, Netflix has an incredible documentary on Woodstock. Now, I didn't realize this, but 50 years ago on my birthday was Woodstock. I was 14. My 14th birthday occurred during Woodstock. Yeah, I didn't recognize
there. You know, I grew up over there.
Did you?
It was.
Did you go to Woodstock? You would have been.
There was another one. Yeah, I was 18. My friends were drafted and everything. So we went up to Canada, and there was a. Yeah,
I don't know why it came to me. I thought maybe I'd just take a quick visit to Canada. Anyway, we've only got a couple of minutes left on the show. So I want to follow what we were talking about before. And this is kind of an interesting example, I think, for the audience is that part of the reason that we want to talk about imagination and this is there's huge, huge power in using your imagination in the good sense. Now, everybody, you know, it doesn't take much of imagination. You were, Judy, talking about motherhood and challenges that mothers have, the fear that your kids are going to go out and do something you can't help them. And this is the use of imagination that we all got exceedingly good at. You know, if your kids have ever been, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning and they're not home, trust me, your imagination is really clear as to, you know, what could have happened. You're not thinking, yeah, no, this is really good. They just won the lottery and they're collecting all this money to bring back home tomorrow. That's probably not the thing that was on your thing. But we were talking about, you know, what if you're in an airplane, you know, we're going to go gliding and somebody is in my airplane and they're having a challenge. This is scary. And I will tell you, this is a common challenge because I as a commercial glider pilot, I take people up who, you know, basically walk off the street and say, hey, this sounds really cool. Let's go do this. So one of the very first things that you can do when you are facing a challenge, you feel your brain starting to go, well, this could go wrong. This could go wrong. This could go wrong. You know, maybe what if the rope breaks and what if we crash? And you just like, part of the solution to that is setting the expectation early. So
if I jump in here and something that my coach told me is your brain goes off if you can take a breath, take a deep breath in because it changes your cellular structure. And for just 1 or 2 seconds, you breathed in and then your brain settles down to be able to change. Now, go ahead and...
Yeah, well, and I, that's a great thing too, because if you're in the airplane and this is happening, just take a breath, we're fine. But part of it is setting the expectation. So before we ever get in the airplane, I ask them, have you ever been in a little airplane? Because a lot of people have been on airliners and, you know, you've got 90 feet of wing on either side and a little porthole and all this stuff above you. Whereas you're in a glider, there's like a little glass canopy and you can like see way down there. I mean, view of the whole world. Most people are not used to seeing everything. We're just used to looking out the porthole. So part of that is the expectation of where this is going. Now, I'll tell you a funny story about expectations. So when I took now this guy was a pilot. He was 85 years old, and I took him up. We had to kind of lift him into the airplane, but this is really, he hadn't flown in a while. And so when we took off, one of the things that happens is the tow plane is in front of us, and then to stay out of the wash of the propeller and everything, I go way up above it. And he was like, what are we doing way up here? It's like, well, this is where we go. And he was not expecting to be way above. He thought we would be way below.
Yeah.
And I said, and so when we landed, I said, well, part of that is the setting the expectation. So when we get in, I said, this is a smaller airplane, but you have all these buckles and everything. You're not going to fall out. The canopy could come off. It's not a problem. We can still fly without, you know, if any of that happens, trust me, I've done this for thousands of hours, and the expectation is I know what's going on. So that helps you knowing that things are not, you know, potentially going to be disastrous. So part of that,
you trust a mentor, you trust the expert. If you want to push the comfort zone, you trust and get a mentor to help you through, which you're the trusted pilot mentor. Yeah. So what's next?
So the next thing is to concentrate on the good stuff. And this is kind of the lesson of the day. Is no matter what challenge you're facing, yes, you could think of all the thousand things that could go wrong, but let's talk about what could go right. Mm-hmm. So when we're flying, it's like, look at those clouds up there and look at the mountains over here. And isn't it beautiful to see that lake over there? And all of a sudden you're involved in the beauty of this and you're not thinking, you know, what if we turn, or, you know, what? So part of it is taking your imagination. So whenever you face a challenge, take your imagination and use your willpower to think of the good things that are going to happen. What is going to be so magnificent about this flight? What are we going to find when we get up there? How is it going to feel? If floating like a bird in the sky is going to be an incredible adventure to tell people about. That, I think, is helpful, is to use your imagination to think of the good. Now, tell me about some time that you may have had that. Have you faced a fear where all of a sudden you said, you know what, this could go great. This is going to go great.
Well, I think just recently, yeah, it was that fear of just going back, if my grandson going to a strange high school in Florida he's never been to, and I went down the rabbit hole. Oh my gosh, nobody's going to like him. But, you know, and I'm like, wait a minute. What if it went great? What if he made friends? And what if he got a package from his Nana in the mail with some cool hair gel to put on the first day of school? And I went like, wow, I can do that, you know, because there's something about, oh, I could believe it, that it's going to go great. But for him, it just needed a little hair gel, you know, like the whole
thing,
you know, like, oh, and I'll tell you, it's amazing what happened in a week because all the fears were not met.
Yeah. Well, and we know, what you think about and you concentrate on is what you're going to attract. And so I think part of the big challenge is not attracting the negative things. So let's not think about the worst things that could happen to your grandson when he goes to school. Let's think about the great things. And then I love how you took that around and said, and what could I do to reinforce him having a good time? I could send him a little package with hair gel. And that would just reinforce for him that life is not all that bad.
And I think one of the things that I think so many people forget about is to celebrate the win on the other side. when you've pushed through that, you've imagined the great, and then take a deep breath and go, whoa, everything I imagined that was good, it happened.
It happened. And with that, Judy, with that, we're going to have to end the show on that, but that's a great spot to end the show, is imagine what happens when you win. It's just an incredible thing that happens when you win. So we are going to come back again. Thank you very much for being on the show. This is Laura Meeks. We are on the Laura Meeks Show, and that wraps up another incredible week for us here at Transformation Talk Radio. So I look forward to our next visit. And for all of you out there, dream on, fly high, live adventurously. That's how it's done. Thank you. All right. See ya.
You've been listening to the Laura Meeks Show. Dream on, fly high, live adventurously on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope you'll join us next month as Laura helps you find your unique gifts so you can bring them to the world. For more information on Laura Meeks or to listen to past shows, visit her website at flyhighliving.com. Check out her hit Dream On 12-week course, where you get the personal attention you need to fly high in your new life.